This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of them don't play. They get all these DMPs. It's like, these are pretty quality NBA
prospects.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you value the Knicks roster a little more than I do.
Maybe it's that Precious Achiuwa talk you gave me earlier.
Yeah, I mean, like, who would they even have on that bench, bro? Pacome Dadiet, Ariel Huckporty. I mean, Marjon Beauchamp. Who's the hidden gem that you're thinking about?
Well, like, you talked about Cam, you talked about Precious. I mean, those are players, yeah. And some of those are getting DMPs.
Right. After Landry Delon, there are no more. Doesn't sound like.
Yeah. Delon Wright's a good player.
Cam Payne is an inspiration.
Yes.
I'm serious.
He keeps making money, check after check.
This man has been in the league for 10 years.
Yes.
10 yep. years.
Well, and was a lottery pick.
And was a lottery pick out of Murray State. He was not ranked. He was not, you know, anything. And he goes to Murray State, and this is pre-Ja Morant Murray State,
right.
By the way. This is not like some wave.
By the way, only played 2 years at Murray, right?
Yeah.
He went out early.
I don't think he was there for a long time, and turned himself into a lottery pick, and has been in, I think he's been in two NBA finals.
Yeah. Phoenix?
He was definitely with Phoenix. But I think there was another one that he was a part of that I'm blanking on right now. But obviously he's got a chance to do it again. Because he was with Phoenix in 2020. Was he part of the Bucks when they went? I don't know, maybe not. But at least one NBA Finals, and he's still doing it, man. He's still making a living. He's made a lot of money in the NBA doing that.
No question.
You know,
nobody. I mean, he was never the. You know, the guy on his grassroots team, he was always one of the guys, but seemingly never the highest ranked. But once he got to Murray State, he blew up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the pocket watch, as you know. It's not really my thing here. Actually, it is. But
I think he's at 30. I'm looking at $33 million. He's got another. Yeah, he's making $2 million this year with the Knicks.
So
he's made 33 career roundabout.
So $37.1 million career earnings, including this year.
But wasn't it close? He had to like go to the G League, and the Suns kind of picked him off the scrap heap.
Yes, that's why I'm saying. Like, this man was like, you know, he came in when he got drafted, you know, and sat with us. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It was probably his second year in the league. But he came in with us. Maybe he was with the Bulls actually at that time. I think he had maybe just gotten traded to the Bulls. But you know, just a really, really humble guy, and you know, doesn't get talked about a lot in Memphis. You know, for whatever reason. But I mean, this guy is a real success story in the NBA. Like, he went to China, bro. He went to the G League, and then he, you know, caught on with the Suns there in 2020. Like, it's you know, Campaign's career is never a career that like kids are going to grow up dreaming about, right? It's never going to be like, oh man, I want to be Campaign. But dog, this man has made $40 million in his NBA career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he did it while having to humble himself as a former lottery pick who, for one reason or another, like kind of watched out of the league, had to go to China, the Shaanxi Luangs, okay?
Yep.
Bro was literally a Shaanxi Luang. And then after that, he was a Texas legend,
wow.
All right? And then after that, for three seasons, he was a Phoenix Sun and played in the NBA Finals. So I and now and he has a street named after him in New York City. Okay. So I
do all the players get street names?
Yeah, but only one is Cameron Payne Place.
That's Campaign Avenue all right. or whatever.
Cameron Payne Place.
Place.
Is
okay.
the name. And so you know, I didn't expect to come in today and wax about campaign. But I think if you're a young player out there, you got to be willing to do things you don't want to do. You think campaign wanted to go to the damn Shang-Chi Luongs, bro? He didn't want to go there. He signed a contract with the damn Toronto Raptors, you know? And then he had to leave and go join this team in China because it was not working out. Then he had to come back. He comes back, and it's not to the NBA. It's to the G League, bro. It's to the Texas Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine, I mean, how humbling it must be to be a guy that was drafted 14th overall to be playing with the damn Texas Legends, you know, only a few short years later. But he did it. He was the G League Player of the Week, and he signed a 2-year deal, I think, because of the bubble. Like, he took advantage of the opportunity in the bubble. Maybe a player didn't report with the Suns, whatever. They signed him June 30th, 2020. He made his debut on July 31st. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, plus minus plus 21, and the rest is history, right? That's what you got to be willing to do as a player, man. You got to be willing to do the stuff nobody else wants to do. It's not flashy. Campaign's career is not flashy, but you know what is flashy? $40 million. You know what's flashy? A 401k match of a billion percent that he's probably got, you know, as a result. 10 years, I think 10 years or more, you get medical coverage for your entire life and for your family, mm-hmm. right?
Wow.
So, bro, jeez. Cameron Payne is a legend. Cameron Payne is a Memphis basketball legend. He does not get the respect and the recognition he deserves in this city, mm-hmm. but he deserves it. He deserves it. And I don't know if he's going to play tonight. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. I can't tell you that. I don't know, Jason.
Well, it's Tibbs. You never know.
But even if that man don't play, he won.
What's up?
He won. Yeah. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN. Don't be a fool. Put your money over at Leaders Credit Union. You want to grow your wealth? Get better rates on savings and check-ins? Well, Leaders Credit Union is here to help. Boost your savings with a 3.75% APY on their Forward Plus high-yield savings account. If you want to earn more on your checking, their Champion Rewards checking account offers 4% APY. Some of the best rates you're going to find out there. Don't wait to invest in your financial journey. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders, federally insured by the NCUA and is your financial champion. Now, this right here is the good stuff, Jason. Rest in peace, Toby.
This came off of your suggestion earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Should have known now what we know.
Again,
what we know now.
We're still gonna, I think, struggle with it. Because I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know
right.
then.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really understand
the
what
connection
he's
there. Yeah.
I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Maybe he's saying, I wish I never found out.
Right.
I wish I was ignorant. I think the song's about getting cheated on, right?
Yeah.
So
it
I wish,
actually. Yeah.
I wish I would have never found out. I wish I would have stayed ignorant. Because they say,
yes,
ignorance is bliss.
It's true.
What I didn't know then. Rest in peace, Toby. Now you want to take me back to the streets of Arkansas? I can do it. I can do it.
Osceola there.
Osceola, man, it is in my blood. I can't run from it. All right. I was on Twitter and I saw this clip. Jason Fitz going to join us at 125 about an offseason, pivotal offseason for the Grizzlies. Maybe, I don't know. Seems like the more and more we talk about it, the less and less pivotal it seems to get. Like, when the playoffs ended, we came in here on that Monday, we were like, somebody's got to go. Somebody has got to go.
Yeah.
And now it feels like nobody's going. It feels like nobody's going anywhere. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's just an assumption. But it definitely feels more like, based on the fact that there's been no news, that the Grizzlies are content to kind of just run this thing back. Shams was on with Pat McAfee today. And he had some interesting comments about the NBA offseason. This is what he had to say.
Am I accurate in saying this is going to be an active summer for the NBA?
Pat, this is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all. I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever because I think there's so
the
many.
The most craziest
most
ever.
Craziest.
That's
MCE. MCE.
Most craziest ever, dude.
Most craziest ever. Probably grammar police is like it's craziest
no,
ever.
No, you got your point across. It's the most craziest ever.
Because I think what you have right now is you have the parity in the league.
English class sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
So there you go. Obviously, they didn't mention him, but Giannis feels like the
right
the fulcrum there, and just the fallout there. I wonder, like, how much else though? You know, will it create a domino because it becomes like an arms race there? I'd be interested to see. But
I mean, a lot of people expect KD to be moved.
KD as well, yep. KD, Giannis, you know, maybe Devin Booker. I mean, if you're gonna tear it down there, you're gonna tear it down. So, I think that's probably on the table. Yeah. Okay. Most craziest offseason ever. I don't know. I feel like that 2016 offseason when the Grizzlies signed Chandler Parsons,
that was
pretty nuts.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I don't remember exactly what it was, but the money went, like, I think it was the new salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And like, everybody was getting paid ungodly amounts of money at that time. Like, Mozgov got like $70 million, you know? Parsons got $94 million, which was a crazy amount in that time.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but.
No, if OKC runs off with this thing, a lot of people are going to feel the pressure to try to catch up, and teams like Minnesota are going to say, okay, what's the next move? You know, do we try to go get KD, you know, move off some of this other stuff we've got? I mean, you have to ask yourself, what's Rudy Gobert, you know, doing for them at this point? I mean, Julius Randle last game,
mm-hmm.
you know. I know Conley, we've kind of gone back and forth on these moves and whether or not he's been smart to make them. And at times during the regular season, oh, boy, some of these are paying off. And Randle, even this postseason, said, well, this one is coming together. But there are times where Gobert and Randle this past game, are non-factors. And so if Minnesota's really truly going to, after two conference finals appearances, hitting your head here, you lose in five to OKC, they're probably going to start feeling pretty desperate. And maybe they go decide to do an all-in type move, try to catch up. Point is, Houston gets Giannis. That shakes things up in a way that, you know, maybe they've caught up to OKC. We'll have to see what they're sending out to get a Giannis, but could change a lot. And then I like, you know, for the Grizzlies, I don't think running it back with the same roster is what's about to happen here. Zach said you're not one guy away. So I'm expecting more. Yes, it will be, it feels like around the fringes of the three if you're right. not moving off Bane.
Right.
But a guy like you said, many people have since you said Grizzlies should go after P.J. Washington. Again, Dallas's plan now that you're going to have Cooper Flagg in the mix, where does that leave a guy like P.J.? Is he available? He would be a guy, certainly, that you would be interested in. Because you need to bring in a starter over top of Jalen Wells. You don't need to be running it back in the sense you put Jalen Wells back out there as the starter at the three. And again, if that's keeping the big three together, well, it's got to look a lot different
yeah.
around them.
Yeah.
So it might be running it back in the sense that the same big three's out there, if we're still calling them that.
Yep.
But I expect the rest of it to look different. Conchar, Huff, a lot of that stuff out of here to help make room for, you know, what should be some more impactful guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, PJ is a very interesting. We were talking about him earlier.
Now, he fits defensively in a way that Mathurin doesn't.
Yes.
I know they're kind of PJ's more power forward center over his career, small ball center over his career.
Yep.
You'd be saying, can he play through? But can't PJ defend big swing men out on the outside?
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to have somebody on LeBron, you know, you have 6'5 Marcus Smart on there, you got 6'7 PJ. PJ, one of the things about him, he's defensively, he's versatile.
Yep.
So could you stay? Is he perfect? Is he a perfect fit at three? What did he shoot from three last year? 38%? I don't know if it's perfect, but that's a guy who, unlike Mathurin, who's more offensive oriented, and is, John said, is like ranked 13th on the Pacers in defense.
Yep.
PJ brings you a little more there.
Yeah, he definitely did play the four in Dallas.
Definitely.
Because they had Derrick Jones Jr. at the three. But, I mean, I think, you know,
he helps, again, offset the Bane-Ja minus defensive, you know, combo that is.
Yeah.
Think about the versatility, if he's playing the three, of him and Jaren, right? And then you got Zach Edey as your rim protector.
Yep.
It's not the perfect three fit because he's mostly power forward, but he's a guy who can play the three, and he can knock down the three, and he can run, right? He's catching lobs. He's rim running. He's doing all that stuff. Guys like him that can be impactful on both ends. But I think you have to upgrade that spot. Jalen Wells, God bless him, became a starter because of what you had in front of him wasn't good enough. Marcus mm-hmm. Smart, whatever else, all that. You got to put something else back in front of him again.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And have him, and maybe as a very good bench player coming off with Brandon and those guys.
Not a bad option.
I like the folks that are suggesting PJ the more I look at it.
And he's coming off actually a career year. So shot the ball really well last year. I think he was 38% from three.
Yes.
So, yeah. Got that going for you.
That fits.
Yeah, you got
and
that.
I've seen him. He was a dog on that run to the finals.
Yeah, now, he was.
Like you said, Luka bumped up everybody that year. But PJ was a dog that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it did a lot of big things for him.
Yeah, I don't recall him being great against the Grizzlies in that play-in game. But, I mean, nobody was really in that play-in game.
No, they were real smart to actually get out and go get the number one pick.
Yeah. Yeah, PJ did not score in that one. But, yeah, I mean.
He got the CC.
Yeah, that obviously helps your cause there. Lively didn't score either.
I wish we'd lost that game.
Yep.
Brandon Williams doesn't mean we would have jumped to one, I know.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
But you would have avoided the sweep against OKC, though.
Yeah, and you'd have had a pick.
Yeah, you would have had a pick.
Yeah, so. A first round that you can do something with this year.
Exactly.
You know, in terms of packaging it up.
Anyway, yeah, Sham says it's going to be a busy offseason in the NBA. We shall see. Jason Fitz going to join us on the other side, talk to him about NFL, NBA, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is a host for Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports Radio. Joins us every single Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, Greg Sankey says that he is not, and we are not, as the SEC committed to any particular format when it comes to this playoff. I guess I'll just ask long-term, like, what's going to become of the SEC and its place in college athletics?
Whatever they want. Here's the hardest part about it, because like the SEC has to make some decisions right now. What's good for the conference versus what's good for the game overall. And I'm not sure that any of these schools really care about what's good for Wisconsin. Right. So, and I'm not sure most of us would either. Right. Like if you're in this situation where you have as much bargaining power as they have, and you have the TV contracts that they have, and you're sitting around and you're saying, okay, guess what? We've got the biggest brands. We've got the most money. We can get a ton on our own. Like, I mean, if I'm asking a fair question, does the SEC need anything from Memphis, or does Memphis need anything from the SEC? And when you think of it that way, like, even though we get uncomfortable with it, like, Greg Sankey's job is to protect the SEC, not to protect college football. So now there is a deeper long-term conversation of if college football overall deteriorates for the next 20 years because of the SEC's actions, have they hurt themselves? I think the SEC genuinely believes that they could break off, be their own conference, not have anything to do with the rest of college football, and still get massive TV deals from the ESPNs of the world, because Alabama fans are going to watch Alabama, whether they're taking on Michigan or not. And I'm not sure they're wrong about it. So there's a great opportunity to do great things. I just don't think Sankey or the SEC gives a damn about the rest of the college football world.
Well, even if they joined hands with the Big Ten and decided to do it together, I would ask you, Fitz, what would that other world look like, right? I mean, how would we cover it? You know, what's left? We're including two that were power fours at one point in terms of whatever's left in the ACC. I mean, you're going to have everybody trying to jump to those two conferences, whatever life rafts they throw out, we'll see. But how are we covering? How much do we care about what's left?
We don't. And so to your question, I honestly believe today that if the Big Ten and the SEC separated themselves from all of the rest of college football and said, you know what, we're going to be like the NFL. Instead of worrying about 130 whatever teams in college football, we are truly going to decide what the best 40 teams are, and we are going to build something like the NFL. You know, like at the end of the day, why are they wrong to think that they can do that? Like there is some gravitas. Like, yeah, I think the Notre Dames of the world at that point will probably try to get included in it. And if you really took all of the biggest brands, just the the top 32 teams in the NFL. If they created 32 college football teams and made an NFL-like equation for it, called it, what, CFB, whatever, and truly created the, instead of the AFC, the NFC, it's basically the SEC and the Big Ten. They create conferences within it. Why, if I'm sitting in the SEC or the Big Ten, why can't I look at the success of the NFL and believe that I can have that same level of it? So what's it mean for everybody else? Everybody else becomes also ranked. It's covered the way that, you know, Division II is currently covered. Division III is currently covered, I should say. Like, yep. it becomes that difficult. But the other side of it is, like, I'm not sure that that's not inevitable, and I'm not sure that that's not what's going to happen, because even when they create a salary cap system, if they do create a salary cap system, like, is UNLV, is Memphis, or are the group of five schools going to be able to reach the consistent salary cap floor it takes? So I think the answer to that is no. So I think college football separates itself. And then, you know, frankly, everybody, you're just going to have to decide. If you're a UConn football fan, are you still going to be a UConn football fan if they're playing against teams that don't compete in the same league, but they're still playing college football every Saturday? Probably. Like, there'll still be a fan base for it. It'll just become a much smaller thing. And then in the process, I wonder if Greg Sankey looks around and thinks that he has a shot to be Roger Goodell, and the SEC and the Big Ten have a shot to be NFL-like.
I mean, this is just great,
isn't
it?
Like you said, why wouldn't he? What would stop him?
I just feel like it gets harder to be a fan of this stuff, man. Like, I don't know. I guess that's what made college sports so different, is that it was different. You know, it was like, this is not the professional ranks. This is, there's pageantry and there's tradition and there's all these different things. And it's like, they're just becoming homogenous at this point.
But aren't at some level, because I agree with you. And to be clear, even though the NFL is my favorite thing in the world, I prefer covering college football. I think covering college football is amazing because of the vibe on the side. Like, if I don't have any dog in any fight and I didn't have to watch for work and I woke up one day and it was a Jags-Jets game on, I'm not watching that. I don't give a damn about the Jags-Jets game on. But if I turn on any random day and it's Tennessee-Wisconsin, yeah, I'm going to watch that because there's a vibe around those programs and a vibe around the energy you're going to get to see. I just think that the other part of it, though, is that what you're doing, in all likelihood, if they narrowed it down to the top 40 schools, you're taking the top 40 environments. Like, University of Cincinnati ain't making that list. So, like, I do think there is still going to be this electric vibe to what Saturdays are, because Alabama's going to be part of this. Yeah. I would think that, you know, at some level, Clemson's going to be part of it. So, like, you know, the real question becomes, what do you do if you're – I'm just using another big environment. Like, what do you do if you're Virginia Tech, which has one of the most electric experiences in all of college football and an environment that people flock to? But, like, does Virginia Tech really belong in this top 40 conversation? Like, that's where things are going to get really hairy. I think this is all feels so wildly inevitable to me that – you know, I just have acceptance for it.
Yep. This leaves us all wondering where Memphis will be left in all that, especially with a newly renovated Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. If you're going, you know, that's got, I think, going to seat 45,000, but in a new plush style, if you're playing in the minor leagues, per se, it's going to be hard to fill that thing up and get people excited. But that's on down the road. We'll worry about that when we get to that bridge. NFL is 100 days away, essentially. And if you're congratulations, by the way, to you and both, John, on signing you guys as punter. He's probably 3-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah,
I believe. You punt a lot, not as much this year. In terms of you all's favorite, your favorite Fitzy out of the AFC, I think Philly is the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. But if you're picking out of the usual suspects in the AFC, who's your leader?
Oh, it's still Kansas City. I know we love to make the death of Kansas City inevitable. I just don't think it is. I mean, the Chiefs are still right squarely in that conversation and belong in that conversation. And I can't see. Look, I would love to see a world where, if we're being honest, the Bills finally break through. And I can't pinpoint for you the one thing that the Bills need to do to break through. Like, I just think, I've even talked to Bills players about this. Like, I think the Bills just got to get lucky at the right time finally on something, and it'll make a massive difference. But, you know, right now, I mean, I'm not betting against the best quarterback and the best coach. And the best quarterback and the best coach, just like every year, it just became fool's gold to bet against the Patriots, even though they didn't win it every year. I think it's fool's gold to bet against the Chiefs. That being said, I think the Chiefs are going to be excellent. I think the Bills are still going to be excellent. I think the Ravens are still going to be excellent. And the Ravens, by the way, now get to, they start this year a little bit more familiar. Remember, it was a new defensive coordinator last year, which I think is substantial. So I think the AFC is still the same powerhouse. The biggest question is, can a new defensive coordinator and a new mind actually help the Bengals defense in a way that gets the Bengals defense to play even if the Bengals defense is even just middle of the pack?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want to bet against the Bengals. So I think the AFC is a juggernaut. Like the bigger, when you start looking at the AFC, there's going to be yet again a really good football team that's just left standing with nothing to show for it. It's going to be frustrating for that fan base.
Yeah, I was just watching. They've for whatever reason, they've moved Baltimore and Buffalo ahead of KC plus 750. I think this is over at FanDuel plus 750 to win it. KC's plus 850. They've got Ravens and Bills tied behind Eagles, and so it does seem like there's sort of been at least a little bit of an offseason shift to whereas, hey, we're picking the Chiefs every year as the favorite or the favorite to come out of the AFC. Like we've bumped up the Ravens and the Bills. I think the Bills are favored in every something crazy about them being their schedule's really manageable. And so coming out injury free and doing all those things, I guess you're factoring into it in terms of bumping them up over again. But I'm with you. I would never bet against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I just don't think that's too smart. I don't know about Cincy, Fitzy. They have the personnel, even with a new mind on that defensive side, especially if they're not going to pay Hendrickson. Yeah, that looks serious.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the personnel,
look like it.
But my God, like that offense.
Oh, it's historic. Historic offense.
Yeah, their defense couldn't have been worse last year,
no question.
And they still almost made the playoffs.
Yep.
So, like, yep. I think you just, if you're a Cincinnati fan, your hope and prayer is that, you know, you have really clever coaching and it makes a big difference. I think the Bengals are just, they're wasting a Hall of, like the Bengals at this point are the Dolphins from the early 80s. They're wasting a Hall of Fame quarterback every year.
Well put.
And, you know, it's frustrating to see because, you know, I think all three of us would sit here and say, man, I would have given anything for how many years to have Joe Burrow as my favorite team's quarterback. I mean, you have Joe Burrow, then you literally legitimately have a chance in every game, every week. And it's just wild to see the Bengals waste that, waste it every year. I get frustrated because, my God, it is so hard to find a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
It's so hard to find that guy. And I genuinely believe they have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they ain't doing squat with it. Oh, it just makes me sick.
Yeah, I mean, and then you see, you know, we're a guy that's not that anymore, but I think is still treated as that. In media circles is Aaron Rodgers. You know, the league's news cycle is currently being held hostage by him, I guess, in some ways. Certainly it feels like the Pittsburgh Steelers are. Is this a guy that in 2025 you can bring in and he's raising your ceiling?
No. And like the funny thing is, the end of the year last year, he was better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody keeps pointing to. It's like, well, things got much better at the end of the year. Okay. Cool. Like, they didn't get better enough for the Jets to feel like it's worth it. And I think it takes a year to come back from Achilles injury. I think that's fair. But I want to be fair to both quarterbacks that were coming back from that Achilles injury because, frankly, like, right now, if I'm the Steelers, I mean, knowing that Kirk Cousins hasn't reported and isn't going to report and has no desire to be around the Falcons, we just presume that Kirk Cousins is going to go to the Saints. I don't know. I don't think that there's a discernible difference today in what we'll get next year between Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. So if I'm the Steelers and I'm just being held on the vine over and over and over again, now I don't know. I kind of feel like I'd just be – it says something about Aaron Rodgers that I'd be just as happy kicking Kirk Cousins. Like I don't think wins above replacement, I don't think there's a huge difference this year between what they would get from Mason Rudolph this year than what they'll get from Aaron Rodgers. I do not believe Aaron Rodgers has it in him to be competitive in the AFC. And we're going to see that repeated. Like, he's not even going to be a top 10 quarterback in the AFC. I don't think he's got anything left in the tank.
Are you buying into big bounce back season for Niners and they retake control of that division or the Rams and maybe Seattle going to have something to say about that?
No, I think the Rams have everything to say about that. Frankly, let's see where Seattle is.
There's
a lot
of
change for the Seahawks,
yep.
But the Rams, man, the Rams to me are every bit in the NFC. they have every bit the chance to be in a Super Bowl contender, I think. And the 49ers last year, the last couple of years, they've been decimated by injuries. At some point, that's just part of who you are. Like, they get decimated by injuries every year. I don't know if it's their training staff. I don't know if it's just bad luck, but it's part of their process. And we all know that they paid Brock Purdy. So now things are going to get a little bit more difficult over the next couple of years for them to win games. They're going to have to absolutely nail the drafts. But, man, they have injury issues everywhere, and we're just presuming that they're going to get healthy and it's going to be fine. But I don't know, like, at some point you've got to replace, you know, your star offensive lineman that's 8,000 years old, and Christian McCaffrey's become injury plagued at this point. Like, I don't feel comfortable about any of it for San Francisco. Like, I think it's pretty alarming how much benefit of the doubt we simply give Shanahan and Lynch, because, you know, they had some good drafts and we just presume it's all going to work out. Like, I would take the other, if I wanted to be negative Nancy, I would remind everybody that it's the same regime that traded future draft equity to move up for the third overall pick and busted on that pick at an alarming level.
Yep.
They haven't necessarily hit the same way in the draft. They haven't been able to figure out how to get guys paid in advance, which means they're paying, just like the Cowboys, too much for the people they get half the time. I think that there's a lot of questions in San Francisco that we just presume are answered because they've had some success.
I'm talking to Jason Fitz, host for Rock Sports and Yahoo Sports. Joins every single Tuesday here on the show. All right, we've got game four tonight, Knicks and Pacers. This has been the wackiest, craziest, out-of-control series that we've seen in a while. I mean, 15-point leads, fourth quarter blown, 20-point leads blown. What do we think happens tonight, Fitz?
The last game, the Pacers shot a season low in three attempts. They shot a season low in three percentages. I don't think that happens again. Like, and you could say part of that was suffocating defense from the Knicks. Nah, I feel like the Pacers sort of fell apart a little bit in that game late. That happens against the Knicks. I don't think it happens again. Indiana is not going to shoot as poorly as they did. They're going to be just fine. The Pacers are going to win this series. We're headed to the NBA's worst nightmare. And like, frankly, I think it's going to be great basketball. That's the other, like, we're headed to OKC versus the Pacers for a championship. And when we get OKC versus the Pacers for a championship, we get a couple of young stars and some really deep teams that built it the right way and took their time to do it and didn't, they weren't, you know, some holy trio of big superstars. Like, not easy to replicate, takes a ton of patience to do it. Like, all of these things that the NBA loves to sell, like off-season sexiness, these are not teams that thrive in off-season sexiness. But clearly, I think throughout the course of the entire playoffs, it has been clear who the two best teams have been. It's Oklahoma City and it's Indiana. I don't think anything's going to change with that tonight. I think Indiana wins big. They're up 3-1 going back to the Garden, and then we'll see if they can handle sort of the back against the ropes. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. My initial pick was Pacers in six on this. I feel pretty good about Pacers in six right now.
Yep. You're sharp. You're an NBA sharp. We do this segment every day. On this show where we ask our producer, Brad, for his NBA bet, and we fade him. But he's turned into a sharp, just like you. I don't know if you guys have been collaborating or, colluding here, but, yeah, he's on the Pacers tonight as well. So how does that make you feel?
Let's go.
We think he's a square, though. We think he's a square. That's our perception of him, and you're on his side.
Yeah. Nice, sharp like
that. Yeah, well, but here's the other, I'll take a flip side of it. Like, these playoffs are so obvious that if you just take emotion and branding out of it, even idiots like Brad and I can make a little bit of money doing it. I mean, that's just, when you don't have to rely on any sort of emotional leaning in it, and you don't care one way or the other, you're not impacted by the stupid things Stephen A. says, it's pretty clear who's going to win the game.
That's right. Now, by the way, people don't know this, Fitz is a very sneaky whale. He's a whale better. A lot of people don't know that. His biggest bet that he ever placed was the Cowboys over last year.
I got killed on that.
Oh, yeah.
Killed on that.
Have you made any futures bets on the NFL yet this year?
No, I learned my lesson. All right. I have been humbled. All right. I will admit when Vegas humbles me, I've been humbled. I took my heaping helping of pro. I ate it in pie form. And then I just sat back and realized that I earned whatever that disgustingness was because that was my idiocy, my absolute stupidity.
Hey, we all fall short, man.
Dude, I was right there with you on the over. I probably helped gas you up to make that bet.
That's right.
So
that's right. We'll get back.
Hey, John doesn't send his losers, Fitzy. We only talk about his winners.
All of the winners.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to see the
There's
losers.
There's plenty of losses in there.
Yep.
No question.
Those are hidden. Those are hidden.
Fitzy, love you, man. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is. Jason Fitz joins us every single Tuesday here on the show.
Get that man on his future last year.
Hey, I just wanted to know, was there a new one? I just wanted to know if there was a new one, bro.
To stay away from?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't remember what the last year was. The cat was it 10.5? Yeah, that was crazy.
And I was right. I was talking it up with him.
They were a disaster.
I just wasn't making the bet.
I'll tell you what will not be a disaster, though. That's opening up a checking account at Leaders. That's only going to be a good thing for you. You need a checking account that makes managing your money easy. That's what happens at Leaders Credit Union. They offer checking accounts with no monthly fees, no minimum balances, convenient mobile and online banking. So whether it's earning generous interest with Champion Rewards or just enjoying a simple account with Champion Free Checking, they've got you covered. They're awesome. They really want to help you. You're not just a number on a spreadsheet at Leaders Credit Union. You're a part of the community, and they're going to treat you that way. So you can experience the ease and flexibility of a Leaders checking account. Discover your financial champion for life. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open yours today. Leaders is federally insured.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
By the NCUA. Oh, it's a great time to get over to Sonic. Happy hour every day. Enjoy half-price drinks and slushes when you redeem your reward now in the Deals tab. You got mobile ordering. It's never been easier to order at Sonic. You can use the app to customize your Sonic favorites. You can enjoy those exclusive access to new products and get exclusive deals. Junior chicken sandwiches now on that $1.99 menu. Try today in either honey chipotle or original. It's Sonic. It's America's Drive-In. Get there today.
Love the $1.99 menu, the $1.99 menu, queso wraps too, Southwest or bacon ranch, however you want to do them. It's always breakfast time as well at Sonic. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever you're in the mood for. And also wash it all down with a flavorful Fiesta. It's a refreshing drink. That sweet and spicy flavor. It's the new strawberry mangonada slush. Fantastic with sweet strawberry mango slush sprinkled with a little bit of that tahini to make it super tangy twist on it. Their desserts are good, too. The shakes and the blast, chocolate chunk, brownie blast. Perfect way to put dessert on a good lunch or dinner. Always at Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Auditorium FM, ESPN. Again, I guess, you know, the only thing I'm looking for right now in terms of news is just to, if Aaron Nesmith is going to go tonight. But
as you mentioned, he came back in that game.
He did come back. So
but just wasn't nearly as effective. And right. Now you've had day off, and we'll see what all else they can do to it. My guess is he's going to be out there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
He's tough. We know that about him.
Yeah, you know the Knicks are tough too, though, man. I mean, they showed that resilience was crazy. I mean, and like you said, they've done it now three times in the playoffs.
Three 20-point comebacks, two against the Celtics, one against Indiana.
I mean, both these teams kind of have done that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, both these teams have been down and fought back and in unlikely scenarios, you know.
Or a lot of never out of it from both of these squads. Yeah.
I do love their slogan, bro. It's elite. The yes sirs.
Oh, yeah.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah, I just noticed that on Miles Turner's shirt this series.
The yes sirs.
Pretty clever.
That's as good as it gets to me in terms of like a slogan for a team.
Yeah.
You know, Grit and Grind was obviously elite. You know, we embrace that for sure. But it's time has come and gone.
Yep. Had not noticed that until this series. Pretty clever.
And the thing about Grit and Grind is that it really is. It's tied to a specific style of play.
Yeah, everything can be grit and grind.
Right, and it's not.
Because we were not.
You know?
Last year.
I mean, it's just not. But yes sirs, like, that will live on. In every playoff run they have, they could just bring that back. It's playoff time. Yes sirs. You know? I don't know. They're a fun team. But the Knicks are not going out quietly. That's the thing. They are not going down without a fight. You gotta hold them under the water, too.
We'll see if Cat can do that again.
That's true. That is true.
They're going underwater tonight.
They're going underwater tonight, says Brad Carson.
I'm afraid Brad's right.
Everybody likes the
but I'm square too.
Everybody likes the Pacers tonight to
and
bounce back.
Fitzy. Yeah, we got three of us.
Three squares and a tree.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. We shall see. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.